Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast, read by a text-to-speech AI voice, Newton People in the News. By FCN, Marsha Cooper, Laurel Farnsworth, and Teresa Gentile Saro are among 145 women across the state to be named 2026 Commonwealth Heroines by the Massachusetts Commission on the Status of Women on June 24th for their outstanding contributions to their organizations and in their communities. They were nominated by State Representative Greg Schwartz, Amy Sangiolo, and John Lawn, respectively. Ruth Ann Fuller and Catherine Gergen Barnett, MD, have been appointed to the Board of Family Aid, which cited their relevant experience. Former Mayor Fuller championed affordable and diverse housing, strengthened public transit infrastructure, and prioritized equity and opportunity for vulnerable residents. She was a strong advocate for Family Aid's Family Navigation Center and Annex, and advanced two-generation strategies to support families in need. She also launched Newton Thrive to promote economic mobility and implementing full-day kindergarten for the first time in Newton's history. Dr. Barnett is Vice Chair of Primary Care Innovation and Transformation in the Department of Family Medicine at Boston Medical Center, an associate professor at Boston University Chobanian and Avedisian School of Medicine, a recent associate at Harvard's Center for Primary Care, and a Health Innovators Fellow at the Aspen Institute. She focuses on engaging community partners to increase health and wellness and address medical distrust in traditionally marginalized communities. Rosa Buffone, founder of LGBTQ Plus Newton, Terry Williams, who helped establish LGBTQ Plus Newton, Jacqueline Norton, executive aide to the mayor, and Holly Ryan, former city councilor and LGBTQ Plus liaison for the city of Newton, co-founder of the Massachusetts Transgender Political Coalition, and current member of the Democratic State Committee, are among the inaugural recipients of the Commonwealth Pride Award, presented on June 17th in a ceremony at the State House hosted by the LGBTQ Plus Legislative Caucus. They were nominated by State Representatives John Lawn, Amy Sangiolo, and Greg Schwartz, and State Senator Cynthia Cream, respectively. Greg Reibman, President and CEO of the Charles River Regional Chamber, received a Community Leadership Award from the Jewish Alliance for Law and Social Action at their annual meeting June 23rd. Maeve Vallely Bartlett is joining Suberg and Durand Environmental Strategies as a senior advisor leading the firm's expansion into the transportation sector. The firm focuses on strategic matters, including environmental permitting and government relations. Previously, she was vice president and senior advisor for the clean energy economy at AECOM, where she advised clients on energy transitions, electrifying the transportation sector, transit initiatives, sustainability programs, and climate resilience. She was Massachusetts Secretary of Energy and Environmental Affairs in the Deval Patrick administration and has also chaired the boards of the Massachusetts Water Resource Authority and the Massachusetts Clean Energy Center. Newton Public Schools Assistant Superintendent for Human Resources, Joni C. Santa, Ed D., and Newton Public Schools. Metco Counselor Michelle Reddick have received Massachusetts Latino Educators Shine Awards, nominated by State Reps. Amy Sangiolo. Newton Public Schools teachers Julie Furland of Horace Mann, Taylor Cohen of F.A. Day, Jeanette Patel of Oak Hill, and Andrew Thompson of Newton South have been selected to receive MassDEP Green Team Awards for Environmental Leadership, as reported by Green Newton. Sawyer Cohen and Sarah O'Reilly graduated from the College of William and Mary in May with Bachelor of Arts degrees. Captain John M. Ryan, 1845 to 1926, served on the Newton Police Force from 1878 to 1913 after serving in the 28th Massachusetts Irish Brigade in the Civil War, and then in the 7th U.S. Cavalry from 1866 to 1876 as a sergeant under Lieutenant Colonel George Custer. Sergeant Ryan was one of relatively few survivors of the Battle of the Little Bighorn, which occurred on June 25th through 26th, 1876, exactly 150 years ago this week. In 1923, Captain Ryan published his first person account of the Battle of the Little Bighorn. In 1993, the city of Newton dedicated Captain Ryan Memorial Park next to Newton Police Headquarters to his memory with a stone engraved there saying, "A kind and decent man of courage whose life exemplified service to family and country." That's all for today's Fig City News podcast. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, visit figcitynews.com.